geometric expansion of Earth. An NOAA scientist named Dr. Athelstan Spilhouse published a paper in 1976 proving the Hopi may have been absolutely right. Spilhouse, who passed away in 1998, was a highly decorated scientist, a genius inventor, and the author of a syndicated comic strip. He developed the bathythermograph, a device for submarine detection that was vital in helping crush Hitler in World War II. Spilhouse also was the inventor and research director of the top-secret Project Mogul weather balloon project, which was officially said in 1994 to have been what really crashed at Roswell. Therefore, Spilhouse's credibility is essential to the alleged UFO cover-up. The story begins with Dr. Hanshu Liu of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, who was the first to discover that when the original supercontinent Pangaea broke up 220 million years ago, it did so along equidistant lines, forming the edges of a pyramid-shaped geometry called a tetrahedron. In this case, you have a pyramid shape with an equilateral triangle on the bottom and three more equilateral triangles making the sides. In a discussion with Spilhouse, who was highly talented at creating unique map projections, they realized that the continents, volcanic ridges, and seismic fault lines then moved into a shape that was a combination of a cube and an octahedron. An octahedron looks like two Egyptian pyramids, base to base, where each face is again an equilateral triangle. From this phase, the Earth again shifted into the exact same pattern that was rediscovered by Sanderson in 1971 and the Russians in 1973. Spilhouse then created a special map projection where he took a single point in the Pacific Ocean and stretched it out into a great circle so that everything on Earth was inside this circle. From that perspective, the geometry became very, very obvious, covering the vast majority of all seismic and volcanic ridges with astonishing precision. I personally contacted Dr. Hanshu Liu in June 2004 to see if this remarkable scientific story was true, and he gave me permission to publish the following statement. Dear Mr. Wilcock, Dr. Athelstan Spilhouse visited me at NASA Goddard Space Flight Center in 1976 and asked for reprints of my three papers, Deformation and Instability of Underthrusting Lithospheric Plates, Dynamical Model for the Detachment of Descending Lithosphere, and On the Breakup of Tectonic Plates by Polar Wandering. In 1976, I pointed out such a geometric pattern to Dr. Spilhouse in my office from my work. He was heartened to see that the breakup of the Earth occurred along equidistant points and lines which formed a geometric solid known as a tetrahedron. We had also discussed the possible cube octahedron and icosadodecahedron stages of the lithospheric expansion. Before Dr. Spilhouse left my office, he commented on my work. Now, your ideas about the breakup of the tectonic plates can be stated without mathematics, in a form that people without a scientific education can understand. Your combination of boldness, insight, and courage has enabled you to produce ideas that have transformed our understanding of the dynamics of the Earth. As a mathematical physicist by training, I felt that I was honored. Obviously, geometry now appears to have a much more significant role in the growth and development of the Earth than we thought. The conventionally accepted model of plate tectonics, or what used to be called continental drift, can be traced all the way back to Dr. Alfred Wegener in 1912 and has remained largely unchanged for almost a century. However, both Carl W. Luckert, Professor Emeritus of the University of Southern Minnesota, and James Maxlow have demonstrated clear scientific cases that the Earth has been expanding from within since at least 220 million years ago, when the megacontinent Pangaea first separated.